Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Forex Fridays here on Money FM 89.3, and we've come to the end of the week that was pockmarked by waxing vaccine hopes, which was replaced by waning doubts over Oxford and AstraZeneca's offer, and also signs of possible political stability out of the U.S., with also signs of the Biden administration perhaps being allowed to transition into the White House despite continued protestations from the current administration. Well, how will this all affect markets and forex markets in particular? And what of the currencies that we have to watch out for moving forward? Well, today on Forex Fridays, we're joined once again by Han Tan, the analyst from FXTM, to speak to us about what he's looking out for as we enter the last month of this very memorable 2020. Han, thank you so much for joining us once again. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health up in Kuala Lumpur. And welcome back to the show, sir.
Always a pleasure being on. Thank you, as always, JP.
All right. So, you know, Sean, we've noticed also that there's been that pattern again in markets where we have a lot of hope and optimism at the start and replaced by doubt, which as some of that hope wanes. And it seems that the dollar has also found a little bit of room to firm up at the end of these weeks, of this week, that is. Now, with optimism from those new vaccine developments sort of fading and worries about the Fed's comments about the U.S. economy, how might this influence the greenback trading or the greenback's movements in the last month of 2020? And do you think it's going to stay this bumpy towards the end of the year and into 2021, perhaps?
Yeah, I think keep in mind that there's a seasonal factor at play here. If you look at the dollar index, it's actually posted a monthly decline in the past three Decembers. And if you go back over the past decade, it's posted a monthly loss in seven out of the last 10 Decembers. So that's the historical context. But I think for December 2020, if that optimism surrounding the vaccine, if it stays intact, now granted some of it has been eroded over the past couple of days, but as long as the overall narrative is still there, I think that ensures the dollar's bias for weakness, that stays intact. And of course, we got to look at Treasury yields as well. If the 10-year continues pulling back away from that 1% mark, I think that could further dampen demand for the dollar. So I think the key support level that I'm looking out for in the very near term, is that 91.75 mark for the, again, this is the dollar index that we're talking about, because if it can break meaningfully below that September low, I think it could pave the way for the dollar to climb another leg lower.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned Treasury yields a while ago, because earlier this week there was also some optimism, and it just piqued the interest of investors, especially out on Wall Street, that President-elect Joe Biden, if we can call him that in the United States, might be set to nominate former Fed chairwoman Janet Yellen for the Treasury. What do you think this might mean for the U.S. yields and the greenback ultimately? How does this influence the outlook? Will it actually bolster the downside view, downtrend of the dollar, or do you think that this might actually work otherwise?
Yeah, well, you took the words out of my mouth there. Yeah, so I think it firms up expectations for the weaker dollar, right? Because if we've got a Powell-Yellen combo, right, helming the synergies between the fiscal and monetary policy sides, respectively, imagine almost like a tandem bike, if you will, right? So that bodes well for more stimulus and a potentially a better path or a surer path for the U.S. economic recovery. Now, of course, Yellen, if she's confirmed, would have to potentially overcome the political obstacles that may stand in her way, and we'll have to just wait and see what happens with the runoffs for those two Senate seats out of Georgia, and that's in January. And so that will determine how much resistance Yellen could face in Congress, right? But overall, the gridlocked U.S. government that offers support for the U.S. dollar, but more incoming stimulus or a lower bar for incoming stimulus, then paves the way downwards for the greenback.
All right. Now, let's shift our attention to another major currency that was supposed to be under siege, but apparently is trading close to their three-month strongest levels in 3 months. And we're talking about the British pound. We talked about this about 2 weeks ago, Han, also. And despite the warnings from the Bank of England that Brexit might pose more long-term downside for the British economy than COVID ever did, again, we've got the sterling, at least, looking rather a sterling, no pun intended, at the moment. And could this just be down to that weakness we've seen on the U.S. dollar? And will this perhaps just trump any other potential macro headwinds that could come from within the United Kingdom, be it from COVID or Brexit?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the pound has been put in a position to take advantage of the dollar weakness because there's an underlying narrative or expectations that a post-Brexit trade deal will be agreed to before that year-end deadline, right? Now, I mean, if you juxtapose Brexit with COVID, I mean, it isn't to say that the pandemic won't leave long-lasting scars. We note the forecasts from earlier this week out of the UK government that this year they expect to see its deepest recession in 300 years. But I think, you know, for the risks associated with a no-deal Brexit or just Brexit in general, I mean, it fundamentally changes, you know, how the UK deals with Europe and by extension the rest of the world, right? So, you know, again, I think given the expectations right now that a trade deal will be sealed before December 31st, that is keeping the pound supported or at least serving as a tailwind for the pound. But if we actually do see a no-deal Brexit materialize, then I think sterling could be in for a pretty nasty surprise here.
All right. We're still speaking to Han Tan, analyst at FXTM here on Forex Fridays. And as usual, Han, we want to take a look now at some of these strong currencies in the Asia-Pacific region. And first up, of course, and primary among them might be also the South Korean won, which has continued to strengthen, despite the fact that the Bank of Korea recently issued a warning that its recent strength may undermine parts of the economy. Do you think this was a hint from the Bank of Korea that there could be potential intervention to try and curtail the South Korean won's strength? Or do you think that it's going to be all systems go for this very strong currency towards the end of the year and also heading into 2021?
Yeah, look, I mean, on the charts, I'm keeping an eye on the psychologically important 1100 mark, and actually, to be more specific, 1133. You know, because I think if the won strengthens sharply, and there's a keyword there, sharply, past that psychological level against the dollar, then I think we could see more overt actions by the central bank. But look, I mean, to be fair, and I think we've discussed this a fair bit, right, JP? You're hearing these kind of similar tones out of central banks across Asia, or from Australia to Thailand and Korea. So the Bank of Korea is not alone in that regard, right? Now, especially if you look forward, considering the incoming U.S. administration that may not be as hawkish, right, when it comes to what happens in the FX space, right? Then we could see more active interventions or more central banks in the region stepping in there. But, you know, again, from a charts perspective, I'm just looking at the 1100 mark for the dollar one and then see where it goes from there.
Oh, very interesting. So, Han, we talked about the dollar having a bit of a downtrend. Well, ever since the mid-October, we've also seen a bit of a downtrend start to form for gold. Now, with risk appetites coming back across many markets, it seems that the demand for safe havens is starting to wane for the most part. But gold seems to be taking it a little bit harder than some. What is your outlook now for the precious metal? Is this downturn actually real, and how low can gold go?
Yeah, so I think it could get even more real if it breaks below that 200-day moving average. And so that's another key level that I'm watching very closely, because that 200-day moving average is also residing very close, like just a few cents below that psychologically important 1800 level as well. So, yes, you're right to point out, obviously, the risk on sentiment of late due to the positive developments around the vaccine. That hasn't helped gold prices. But I think, you know, if gold bulls are to try and, you know, gain enough mass in the markets, I think they're going to need stronger policy signals out of, out of the Fed, right, as to how the policymakers really plan to juice up U.S. inflationary pressures that are going into 2021. And, of course, you know, again, we've got to watch what U.S. Treasury yields are doing, you know, because the climb from around 50 basis points back in August to close to 1% earlier this month, that has been crimping demand for gold as well, although, to be fair, the yields have cooled off off slightly. And again, this is the 10-year treasuries that I'm talking about. So long story short, I'm looking at that 200-day simple moving average. If there's a meaningful break below, then I think I have to redraw my charts, and I'm guessing it's like 1700s thereabouts.
I'd like to thank Kantan from FXTM for joining us today on Forex Fridays and sharing his outlook for what to watch out for in the FX space as we head into the final month of this very memorable and somewhat tumultuous 2020. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued good health and safety in these very trying times, and we look forward to the next time you can join us on the show. Happy weekend ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that as well. You guys take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.